Coming up on Scratched.
Aren't all chaps assless?
I could never hang a butt like that.
Did you swallow or did you spit?
Two-handed power drag? Did you do that?
You should have gone somewhere European.
Like a hobbit pipe?
Oh, you stupid pharaohs, keep it down!
Speak freely in the streets of Cairo. This episode of Scratch is
brought to you
by Wartooth Design.
Do you pee your pants?
Do you look like a tater?
Do you want to be drawn like a tater that pees your pants?
We like taters.
Wartooth Design or potato.
Contact Wartooth.
Please visit the masterful art of Wartooth Designs. Just type in frickin' Wartooth Designs on the Instagram.
Work, work, work. My parents want me to come visit them to do more work on their house. When I'm not done working on my house, and I sent my deposit in for Egypt.
Oh, really?
Yep. So,
when's that happening?
I'll probably die in Egypt in 2019.
Scratch t-shirt in front of the pyramids.
You mean the actual Egypt?
I am going to Egypt.
Imagine how much easier it'll be to Photoshop the rest of us into the picture if Bales is already there. Like grounding shot of a real picture, and here we are.
You do know they have, like, that's like
pyramids.
Yeah, but they also have like people that chop off like American people's heads, and you do know that you're going into a. This is not like the past where you could freely travel as an American. I mean, you've seen the movies. Just letting you know, dude, that it's, you got to be careful. You should like try to.
A police officer was shot down, murdered in my neighborhood 2 weeks ago. So, I mean, I think my odds are just as good as in Egypt at this point.
So, is this like a guided thing, or are you just going out and about by yourself?
Yeah, no, it's totally guided. Educational guided tour with a geologist. Eloy might know him if he is on YouTube, because Eloy likes Joe Rogan. And Joe Rogan had this guy on his podcast. His name is Robert Schock.
Oh, okay. I just listened to that episode. It was the one right after Kevin Smith, I think.
Maybe.
I think Kevin Smith on.
So he does guided tours through his organization, his nonprofit organization.
Is that the guy from the Creation Museum that made the Ark?
No.
I just like the term dynastic. And every time he says it, I think it's hilarious. Because you never hear that term any other time. And then he just busted it out.
How much is that going to set you back?
A lot.
And you never told us that you were truly into this whole... Because you were very, like disconnected from the whole grave sarcophagus thing, granite thing we were talking about last time, and now... All this is happening. I mean, what are we supposed to do? You better do it a day that we're not recording.
It's a full 2 weeks there, buddy. So I'll be absent for 2 weeks.
Instead of Indiana Jones, you're going to be Iowa Bales.
No, do I go as Iowa Bales, or since I'm a transplant, I've been here over 21 years. Is it Massachusetts Bales?
No, you're Iowa Bales because God, it sounds better. Because
I already was banking on Massachusetts Bales.
Can you
because
go
Indiana, Massachusetts?
I like Iowa better.
Can you go to one of those internet cafes where they're smoking those, like, what do they call them? They're smoking those loofahs or something.
Loofah.
And
they're smoking loofahs.
And I'm live from the Great Pyramid.
And smoking a loofah.
Not a loofah. That's what you wash yourself with in the shower.
We're going to go live to Bales at the pyramid. I believe we have Brian on location. Bales, is that you? Hi, we're live here. We should have Carl kick it to you, old school Pickers Wonder. Then you can scream, back to you, Carl.
If you could do that, if we can actually have a stretch, that I think that would be the us like crossing the Rubicon, right? That would be our watershed moment.
He's going to be standing in front of the pyramid doing stuff for this, and people are going to be like, who's this idiot that's with us?
I might be accepted with open arms. You never know, or killed. Either way, you know, but you don't know. Maybe the Egyptian community will say they welcome Scratched.
Or they imprison me forever.
Don't take any rock and roll shirts, because that's a sign of the West.
If that's the case, you need to pick your replacement before you go. Think about it. You don't have to do it now. You got time.
If you ever run into trouble, like shit on yourself and cover yourself with shit, people won't want to touch you.
Disgusting.
If you shit on yourself in prison, the other inmates won't want to try to do nothing with you. I'm just giving you a tip. It may come in useful in a given situation.
I'll keep it in mind.
They could throw stones at you, though. So they could do that from far away.
They have a lot of stones over there, too.
So what time of year is this?
June.
Is it, like, super hot over there that time of year?
No, I was looking at I added it to my weather app. And I think today it was 100 degrees in Cairo.
If somebody gives you a drink that you don't know to drink, don't drink it. It might be some sort of sedative, and you wake up in some sort of like bathhouse with two guys named Abul and Abog.
Abog. It's 81 in my town right now and 80 degrees in Cairo. So it's the same. And I'm quite fond of the name Abu.
What goes on at night there, though?
Is that the monkey's name from Aladdin?
Yes, it is.
Does it get super cold there at night, though, Bales?
How the fuck do I know? I've never been there.
Well, now you're the expert.
You have the weather app, dude. Pull it up, and what's the low?
Now you're the expert.
I'm not asking. This isn't quantum physics here.
Let's see.
Do you speak any other language other than English?
Oh, Eloy, leave him alone. He's going. Don't talk him out of it. You're Truman showing him. He's like, I don't know. I know a guy. He went on a trip one time, and...
Now 80 degrees is the lowest, and then it's gonna jump back up to 90 by.
I was just wondering if it was like desert where it got super cold that night.
Do you speak any desert dialects?
I speak a little bit of redneck
and some Jawa.
I speak some broken Ebonics.
Jawa.
Okay, maybe the closest thing would be a little bit of the Ebonics.
I know some swear words in German.
Don't do German. Oh no, yeah, they like the joke because they come up. Remember in Indiana Jones. The German, they were happy to have the
He's basing your Egyptian trip off of a movie.
Iowa right, so Bales.
You need to buy all tan clothing and get a bullwhip.
Of course.
I will start raising money for the costume right now if you say you'll wear it.
Do we need a leather worker? No, I can't take a gun in the country. I'll get
No, you want just the whip.
Yeah, you don't want the gun. The gun, you have to buy it in the black market streets of Cairo.
Yeah, I mean, we could probably make it happen, but let's save our money for the whip.
And by the way, he has according to our theme, you already have whips and all sorts of freaking
different kind. Different
those
kind.
Those are crops. They're smaller. They're shorter.
I mean, the man knows his whips.
It's completely different situation.
You come off the plane into Egypt wearing assless chaps and like one of those little. And a whip, and you say, "I'm here, Egypt."
Aren't all chaps assless?
I mean, well, you're not wearing
design.
You're not wearing pants with the, you know, you just walk off the plane and welcome.
Oh, it's that kind of party. Okay.
I mean, you know, you want to make a big sort of, you know, to do when you get there, so that people know that you mean business. What are you going there for, though? Seriously, like, can you please give us the mental? Because I'm curious as heck now.
It's an educational tour with Robert Schock and an Egyptian guide, and it's 5-star hotels and a cruise up or down the Nile. I'm not sure what the direction is.
Down the Nile.
And you see Giza, you see multiple temples, Karnak, Abu Simbel. Simbel, I probably pronounced it Abu wrong. Simbel. So you go there, you see the Valley of the Kings, including King Tut's tomb, the Bent Pyramid, the Red Pyramid, the Three Great Pyramids, the Sphinx, the Solar Boat. You go inside of the Great Pyramid, so I'll have a private tour of the Great, the Passage, and I will get to go inside of the King's Chamber.
Is that where the bathroom?
Yep.
So what are you going to do about bathrooms? Because I don't think they have, like, modern plumbing.
That's India.
But you should take, like, a little doggy bag just in case.
I think I'll be fine.
I'm just trying to look, watch. I mean, I'm just thinking the things that you might want. And bring your own toothbrush.
Don't share with any of the other kids.
Yeah, don't share with anybody.
No, if anyone asks,
when you do you trade... not? When do you not bring your own toothbrush?
I thought you said when do you not? Sorry.
I can't do the old toothpaste on the finger trick.
There you go.
When you're like in dire need.
I'm all for packing light.
Yeah.
I
figured I'd like take one pair of pants, a couple shirts.
Wait a minute. How are you going to brush your teeth with your finger if you won't even lick your fingers?
This is Egypt. Different rules in Egypt.
Okay. Different rules. I'm not eating. I'm just brushing my teeth.
That makes sense, then.
And try and see, because I hear that camel milk is a big deal. So try and do some fresh camel milk as well, because if you're there, you might as well do what they do.
I hear the best camel milk comes from the camels with only one udder. Is that true, Eli? Really?
I don't know. I've never... Have I ever ridden a camel? Because at the zoo, I think they have rides.
Has a camel ever ridden you is the question.
Let me think.
I think you'd probably remember. Dun, 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 dun.
What was the name of the camel character on the pack of camels? Joe Cool or something like that?
Joe Camel.
Was it Camel?
Camel Joe.
Camel Toe Joe.
No, Camel Joe. I used to smoke camels back in the day.
Oh, ugh. God, why?
I don't know. For the same reason I smoked. I'm an idiot. It doesn't get much deeper than that. Thought it was a good idea. I thought I looked cool standing there making a face.
Making a face.
Yeah. You ever watch someone smoking a cigarette? It looks like their face hurts.
I want to see a pantomime of how Doc smoked a cigarette.
You were the
tip of the finger, huh?
Oh no, and then sometimes they palmed it and laid back, like, you know, Lebowski style, but for the most part, a tip of the finger. I like to point with it. That was a big, big thing. Yeah. I didn't really like the cigarettes, to be honest with you. I smoked them, but I didn't care for them, so I used to keep them as far away from me as possible.
I remember my grandpa when he smoked, and he'd be working on worked on appliances like after his retirement, and he would smoke a cigarette and work on like a washer or dryer, and the whole time he'd have that cigarette in his mouth,
yeah,
and the smoke would just be rolling into his eye and watering, and he'd just keep on going.
I could never hang a butt like that. I used to try. I could work with guys that could. The same thing would happen to me when I worked site construction. Couldn't do that, so I actually took up chewing tobacco for a little while because that was much. You can do that with both hands, you know, free.
Did you do loose tobacco or the pouch?
I did both.
Mm.
I did like the. I used to do the bandits.
I did the bandits,
the tea bags, and then I did the regular snuff for a while, like Skoal, and then I also enjoyed to have like a pouch of Levi Garrett or Redman, like to put the big old wad of chaw in your mouth, like a baseball player from the 70s, and like, you know, especially when I was out working site construction, you're in the middle of nowhere, you big wads of spit. It doesn't matter. I tried to keep it to a dull roar.
Did you swallow or did you spit?
Oh, I always spit. And I never, as soon as I could smoke cigarettes, I always did.
Like I never understood how people could swallow it.
I worked with a lot of guys that did.
If it's a girl, it's okay to swallow. Oh,
Jesus.
Was there any benefit to swallowing the tobacco juice? Did you get any more of a buzz?
No, I don't think so.
It just like rotted up your gut?
I think so. Every time I swallowed a little bit, it was gnarly.
So you did swallow?
Oh, yeah. It happens.
You know, my dad used to, we'd go when I was little, we'd take a trip somewhere throughout Miami, whatever. And I'd sit in the car. He'd roll up the windows, turn on talk radio, and drive to whatever our destination. And he'd light up a cigarette and smoke. And the car would be like and I said, Dad. Because as a kid, all that smoke, and this was like totally acceptable back then, and the windows rolled all the way up. Dad, could you lower the windows? And he says, no, it's cold outside. And then it's like the smoke, it was like a torture treatment. Oh, my goodness.
Cold outside in Florida? It's cold outside?
He'd give any excuse. He just wanted that vapor lock. And it was, dude, you'd get dizzy.
I remember when we were, when I was at a trade school for welding, our welding inspector or instructor, I'm sorry, was talking about drugs, like not doing drugs in the workplace and all this and that. And he's like, people get high off marijuana, but they only get high off the marijuana because they hold it in. He goes, have you ever seen anybody hit a joint? They hold it in. And then it's the lack of oxygen getting to their brain that really makes them high. He's like, you could just do it with a cigarette. And we smoked when we were in school. So the whole drive home from school, we were all in the truck smoking cigarettes, trying to hold our breath to catch a buzz off of cigarettes. And we would just get real freaking dizzy.
Yeah. I was going to say, you got all green in the gills.
Yeah.
That's like, horrible.
The two-handed power drag. You ever do that? Where you put a cigarette between your index and your middle finger? You cup them like this, like you're gonna do the stupid.
Oh,
this is entertaining audio right now.
Yeah.
But and you just power drag it like that.
Never done that.
Go try it, Ryan.
Doc, no, I don't smoke.
Oh, well, you're vaping right now, dude.
I don't smoke cigarettes though. Can you? I don't know if I could do it with this or not. I don't. Don't worry, because I don't know what you're talking about.
Like when you play a leaf, you ever done that?
Okay.
You cup your two hands like this, or you try to trick your kid into saying he caught a bullfrog in the pool and you splash him in the face with water?
No, I've never seen anybody do that or heard of it even.
I've heard of that. Yeah. The splashing with the cup in your hands and making the little squirt pop out is that's good.
But you ever heard of power drag, Eloy?
No.
No. Is that like a Key West
weekend? No. Obviously it must be an Iowa thing.
Iowa Bales.
So it's drag queens and continue.
Exactly.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, you cup your hand and you drag all you can in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What a gnarly habit, man.
Incidentally, I have a headache like you would not believe right now, so it's not.
I was actually in the store today, and I saw the cigarettes, and I was like, I wonder what it'd be like to smoke a cigarette again. It's funny we're talking about that.
It'd be a huge regret, probably.
I don't think I would enjoy it, because the last one I had gave me the spins, something awful. I've been sick a couple times, like smoked one too many cigarettes or whatever and got the spins from that. And I can attest that that's the sickest I've ever been, worse than any like drunk or that nicotine poison. I don't know.
Do you enjoy cigars?
Yeah, I like a cigar here and there. Like I can smoke one outside if it's like buggy or I'm at a party and I want to go far away from people or whatever. Or
you know, my biggest gripe with cigars is they take too goddamn long.
Yeah, I actually have a tobacco pipe. I smoke cherry tobacco out of every once in a while, if the mood catches me right.
Did you carve it?
No, it was my great uncle Jim's pipe.
Like a hobbit pipe?
No, just like a regular old man style, you know, briar. It's from Italy.
Hmm.
Incidentally, you're not supposed to rush through a cigar.
I know, but I get bored.
Yeah. Well, I can never sit there and smoke one by myself. Like, I don't know how people do that. I can see if you're like a couple guys and you also have beverages and you're shooting the breeze, that's fine. But just to sit out on the porch by yourself in complete silence.
So we always smoke them when we go golfing because they last the whole 18 holes.
Cigars are a very Cuban sort of thing. And here, they're, you can buy them everywhere. I mean, it's like a continuous freaking... And there's a place called Domino's Park in Little Havana, which is basically the outskirts of downtown Miami. And all the old Cubans playing dominoes out in the park, smoking cigars, and there's cigar stores and filled with humidors and all different types of brands, Cuban cigars and all. It's like a whole lifestyle. But it's heavy duty, dude. That stuff will get you high, the nicotine in that.
Yeah, that's why people smoke them.
Yeah.
And I don't care for it.
Yeah, well, it's all right if you're hanging with friends and drinking some rum, you know, somewhere along the bay down here or something. It's very common in Miami to see that.
I feel like there should be some proper headwear involved in the rum and the cigar.
Like a fedora.
Yeah.
Yeah, fedoras usually in Cuba, traditionally, I think they still do it. They have like the cigar rolling shops, and it's usually women. They sit down. There's a guy back in the day. There used to be a guy that would sit in a chair and talk to the you know, he'd read the news of the day to the women while they're rolling. That's also a very traditional thing, and they roll them. It's like they're world famous, those Cuban cigars. Just a little factoid.
Yeah, I can't believe you don't smoke like that.
Well, I just don't. Once in a blue moon, I will.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's usually you take on a little bit of the what's around you. You seem to be not or anti whatever is around you. You're like the designated not that.
I will not smoke cigars, and I will not eat tacos nor tamales.
I will not wear a fedora. You should get yourself a cool hat.
He has the
gladiator hat in the back.
Yeah, yep. But he's not gladiating anymore.
That's true.
He doesn't want to go down to Publix and have some alligator jump out of the retaining pond and pick a fight with him and be like, hey, bud, I see your hat. Let's roll.
Yeah, that adventurous streak in that fashion is like as far away from what I want. Air conditioning, internet, plug me into the mainframe. And that's, I, you know what, like the whole Egypt thing, I can get 24/7 Egypt on the internet, and I'm like fulfilled. Last night when the internet went out on my ass, I was like, you know, it was a bad withdrawals. But so you want to go to Spain? Boom, type it in. You want to go to freaking, I don't know, wherever? Boom, type it in. Just as good as watching the damn mummy right in front of you.
You sound like my grandmother. I don't need to go. I watched it on the TV. Right here.
She's a smart lady. She's a smart lady because it's
true. I don't know. No.
I have never been out of the continental U.S.
You've never been to Mexico?
What the f*** I just say, Eloy? I have never been out of the U.S. I've been to a majority of the states.
Let me tell you something.
But it's been mostly by car and a little by plane. I've never done international traveling. So I just decided to pick the most dangerous place.
You should have gone somewhere.
It's definitely not the most dangerous place, by the way.
You should have gone somewhere European, somewhere that they speak, you know.
But I'm not interested. I want to see all these temples and these pyramids.
You're like a risk taker.
Maybe you should fly to one of these countries and then fly in from that country, so it's not on your passport that you came from America.
You should not say when they ask you where you're from. You should say like.
Can you lie? How's your accents? Do you have any? Do you have multiple? Do you have a briefcase with multiple different currencies?
No.
I feel like we should pack you a bag, a jump bag.
I can go Midwest and Southern. That's about it.
No, that's bad.
Don't do that.
here's what you got to do, Bales. I'm just gonna help you out here. Go to your local like tanning salon supplier, and you're gonna want to purchase like. The darkest shade of that cream that they there's tanning creams, and I want you to
bronzer.
I already have a good base going on, guy. I have olive complexion.
Bales, you need to go deep, and I want you to do that. And I want you to go to a linen supply store.
It's not gonna work. I'm traveling with the warden, and she's pale as shit.
So when she's sleeping, sneak in and cover
with poop.
With we can do that. That's even better. That way, nobody will. All I'm what? Trying.
To say, oh, come on! Now.
Everybody, will leave you alone, then.
If you guys get into any trouble in your group, just all of you start crapping yourselves and slinging shit at each other.
Did you learn any Egyptian while you're over there? Yeah, we know how to stay stinky, white girl.
Are the touristy areas even really that bad?
I don't think it's going to be that bad. I'm going with Robert Schock. He's been over there multiple times.
I would think it was the outskirts. You know,
the outskirts, it's all desert.
Come on. There's a dude with Eloy's house like 20 feet away from the Great Pyramid. If you look at Google Maps, you will see a white trash suburbia right next to the frickin' pyramids.
Is he like old and grumpy about the neighborhood too? Like Eloy, like, damn pyramids.
Oh, you stupid pharaohs, keep it down.
I'm going to tell you something, though. I'll tell you something. There are pictures circulating out there that I saw a couple months ago where they always show you the pyramids and, like, this, the, you know, that city all around it, like, in the distance. But this one shot was a different shot angle, and I swear to you, it was from the inside, get this, of a Dunkin' Donuts. You see city, and you see the pyramids. Unbelievable, dude.
Just like the pharaohs would have wanted it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was incredible. So, you know, obviously I'm exaggerating and joking, but it's going to be a great experience. But truly, try not to offend the locals, because they will decapitate you.
And whatever you do, do not drink any of the coffee at the Egypt Dunkin' Donuts, because, boy, I can't imagine. They'd be like, run right through you like Grant took Richmond.
And always say no thank you if they offer you water.
The water's bad.
You don't know what's going on. You have to bring your own water. You should bring some granola bars.
I think I only get like one carry-on, Eloy.
Bring an extra pair of underwear.
I don't think I just wash it in the Nile.
Just one extra pair of underwear.
Could you imagine if that's
2 weeks?
Could you imagine if that's where it went down, and you're in, and that's where the crap yourself story finally happened? You come back from Egypt.
Well, Eloy.
Oh well, guess what?
Bales has a bunch of turds floating down the Nile. Take a picture.
I was in the king's chamber, and the gut started a rumbling.
So you do you do a lot of research on all this?
Oh, I've been going down rabbit holes of Egypt for years.
So how much does that old culture influence the new culture that's there? I've always heard that in ancient Egypt, they had a thing for cats. Like, they held them in high regard.
Oh, thank goodness.
True?
Thank goodness.
So, that's what I've heard, but is that true today in modern times?
I guess you'd have to ask an Egyptian, wouldn't you?
I was asking you, since you research it.
I'm just watching all the...
No, you're going on this trip, and now I expect you to be an Egyptologist of the highest standard.
Well, I'll get on that then.
Guys, I can offer some help. I know how to walk like one.
Oh. Should I make that my ringtone?
I'll see myself out.
That's awesome. Who was that? Was the Bengals.
Yeah.
Correct.
Heck yeah. Now bust out with that while on tour. See, the truth of the matter is, I want you to capture on film. I want you to try to offend as much as possible.
No.
Also, you do care for your life.
I've been told that pictures and video can be a very touchy subject in Egypt.
Oh, well, goodness sakes. What do they want? See, dude, that's what...
And a lot of the sites, they make you purchase a... permit just to take photos.
Oh, dude, they're gonna squeeze you for every penny you got.
Yep,
that's screwed up, dude.
See, I don't need to take pictures. There's plenty of pictures online, right?
No, that's not how that works, Bales. That's not how that works. You want pictures because it's your sort of viewpoint of your adventure. And now they're saying that they have to. You have to pay for all that shit, dude. I'm not liking them already, dude.
Hold on. Can we see if Robert wants to come on the podcast?
No, he won't.
Just say hi. It could be anybody. You could lie. It could literally be the warden throwing her voice. Hello.
Hello.
This is Robert. I've got to go back to doing Egypt stuff now.
Yep. All photos will be paid for. So say the bye.
You could visit so many places in America, and yet you're going to go and spend your cash in a foreign land that they don't let you take pictures. You could go to frickin' Texas. Hell,
what are you going to see in any other state in this country that doesn't resemble any other state?
Las Vegas. They have pyramids there.
Yes, Las Vegas sucks.
You could go to Disney World. You've not been to Disney World.
I'm going to Egypt, baby.
You know what, man? Fine. If that's your decision, then we'll just have to accept it. But I'm just telling you that dangers abound. Plus, I mean, seriously, if you screw up with one cultural, like here in America,
First of all, I rarely talk. So how am I going to offend anybody?
That might be a point of offense.
I didn't talk enough.
You're just screwed at no matter what you do.
I can't wear rock and roll shirts. You can't wear a shirt. No, but you better wear a shirt.
Are you, Eloy, are you that afraid to leave the house?
There's like, danger when you step out your door.
Okay, Bilbo.
When you step, that's exactly the quote I was going to go for.
Yeah, I Bilbo, know.
When you step out your door, look, here's the thing. When you step out, when the percentage possibility when you interact with other Americans of having issues is a fair stand, you know, for a fair amount. If you take it one step of separation further and now they're no longer Americans and they're of another country, then there's, but as soon as you freaking travel, I don't know how many thousands of miles into a desert region where people don't allow for photographs and plus they don't speak the language and plus, you know, I don't know how they feel much about Americans. I'm sure they want your money, but what I'm trying to get at is,
I like how you said they don't speak the language and not you don't speak the language. It's like, hey, you people should acquiesce to me and speak my language.
I'm not saying they should. I'm just saying that Bales is...
He's screwed.
I just...
5,426 miles away.
Just no rock and roll shirts. Don't speak too much, but then again...
Don't mention scratched. Or then completely mention scratch.
Don't mention scratch. If you get in trouble, shit yourself.
What if I were to wear the scratch shirt and a bunch of Egyptians started stopping me and wanted to take selfies?
Okay with that.
What if we were like a hit over there?
Does that give us street cred in the desert?
Holy crap.
Do you know the fainting goats? I think that's what you should do. If somebody approaches you, it doesn't matter if they're about to attack or not. You just stiffen up and drop to the side and just stay there on the floor. I think that would be.
I was wearing my French Pat Lap t-shirt, the one with the coffin on it that says, I can build you a coffin in French. And I was wearing it in Florida and I went to the pool with it on. And one of the lifeguards was from somewhere they speak French. And he came up to me and started like banging on me in French there. Look, there's a bit. I was like, I have no clue what you just said, man. And then I had to explain to him how I ended up with the shirt.
Oh, wow, man. So you gave him the whole freaking backstory in order for him to...
I gave him the shirt. I was like, here, man, you can have it if you want it. Because he's like, oh, it's a cool shirt, cool story. I was like, would you take it if I gave it to you? He's like, yeah. I'm like, well, here you go, man. And then I got a picture of him on my wife's phone, and then I never got the picture.
Okay, so I'm a little disappointed. I logged into our podcast host and we have no listeners in Egypt.
What?
Yet.
Yeah, but you know what? I think we have a one of the Dinglers is Egyptian.
I don't know.
Yeah, we do. We have a member.
Then I take back everything I said jokingly in the first half of the show.
We do have some Turkish listeners.
But
we
do. But do shit yourself, though.
What's up in Turkey? How's everyone doing? Well, I'd like to give a shout out to our international listeners.
We do. As far as, because Egypt's Africa, right?
Yes.
Top of Africa.
Yes.
We do have some listeners in Ethiopia
and
Sudan.
Of course.
So that's all of Africa we got, though.
International listeners, and when I say that, I mean anybody outside of the United States that's not Jamie Page. Let us get in touch with it. Let us know that you're listening where you're from.
And tell me how not to die in Egypt. Thank you.
Right. Yeah, basically, I think that's going to come back with don't listen to anything that Eloy said.
Well, you may say that now.
I may say that now, but I'm not the one going to Egypt, so I don't have to worry about it.
I mean, that's the whole thing. Like, I'm just... So, okay, look. If Bales took any of our advice... I would say that mines would be the safest bet because truly no one wants to touch a guy covered with feces and
Eloy. I could possibly find evidence of reptilians in hieroglyphic form. And you want to deny me of this trip?
I'd say, dude, go to church and do a religious doing with church. If you're looking for spiritual awakening from the reptilians, you are actually trying to, what do you call? I think it's like you're trying to reach out to like these space creatures and they're actually demons. Mm-hmm. I think that it's a dangerous game to play to go to that land, searching out for things that might find it. Listen to me. It's your choice.
I'm going.
We have Indiana Jones. You can see that.
Iowa Bales. It's on. Starring Eloy. What was the kid's name? Short round.
Come here, hot. Iowa.
Well, actually, today on Facebook, Bales, I saw. It's funny, you know, with the reptilians, Anunnaki, and all that stuff. But today, I saw this clip, and it's got like 33 million views. I'll try to find it again. I think I can find it again. And it's freaking. I almost dropped a bomb. It's freaking weird because there's like four lights in the sky, and they're progressively. It looks like meteors, but then they start freaking dancing. You know, not literally, but you know, like they're moving around, and a guy's filming or a lady's filming, and she says, "I do believe that I can officially say that this is some sort of UFO thing." And it looks so freaky, dude. There are things coming down from the sky, like a light trail, like a meteor would, or like whatever. But they're moving not down towards gravity. And there's been a lot of sightings of this. There has to be something. So I'm not against what you're saying. I'm playing the you know, the opposite, you know, guy, you know, contradicting the contrary. But there has to be something. So I think it's going to be an exciting trip for you. I wish I was going.
So say Bales does take a picture or a video and zooms way in on the capstone of the pyramid, and there's 107 engraved in it. Oh. What would that change in your life, Eloy?
I already believe that there's more than we know in the spiritual level and other things.
But if that specific number was carved into that capstone, how would that change your life for you?
I don't think it would change my life for me. I think it would be like, oh my goodness, you see? 107 again, guys. But I don't think it would answer anything. I don't think it would answer anything.
Would you follow it if you saw it like a sign?
No, because
really,
I would at this point, and I'm like
107 inscribed in a pyramid.
I would climb or try to get the door. Off. Yeah, no, I would.
But 107 view counts on a stupid YouTube video.
Are you serious?
No, because
he doesn't like static numbers.
I would just say that. I've filmed it too for you guys. I've actually gotten the camera and filmed so you can see that it's not. I think, I mean, it pops up everywhere. 107 is like the number that continually pops up.
But if it's not on carved into a stone of a megalithic structure, you would not be impressed.
Hashtag NBD.
If it shows up in the stupid free donut code of a Dunkin' Donuts receipt, you're like, holy shit, guys, check this out.
Well, yes.
Channeled his inner Mickey Mouse for that one.
No, because the importance of it is not. Okay, here's the thing. The importance of the number is not that the number is there, that it exists, but it's how it came across. So what would be amazing is that you spotted the number and then said, not that the fact that it exists, it's the fact that it's presenting itself to my consciousness. The 107 I know is out there everywhere. It's just those, how it continually presents. So if that were to happen, yes, it would be like a continuation of this thing, but it's not the fact that it's on a pyramid or thing. It's the fact that it's a number that continues to present itself to me consciously.
What if the next woman or man that you date had a 107 tattooed on their arm?
Well, if it's a guy, it'll probably be your ex-boyfriend.
Because I miss him.
Someone working their way right through the whole scratch cast. Ryan's next.
I don't know, man. I think that would be super freaky, actually, because now I'm having sex with it.
Said arm. Why are you having sex with their arm?
What if someone came back to you like the Terminator? And they wanted to take you back with them, Eloy, and they handed you a piece of paper and it said 107 on it. Would you go?
No, because...
Come with me if you want to live.
Come with me if you want to live.
107.
Well, how could you trust a per... How...
You wouldn't see that as some kind of like grand sign?
Yeah, from the universe, you see 107 everywhere you go, and now someone's telling you that you need to trust them, and they're showing you the number again.
Because biblically, it could be evil as well. See, look, you could be tricked constantly, and you could see something as good, and yet it not be good, and vice versa. So without the sufficient amount of information, I will not budge left, right, up, down, nowhere. I need to be sure. Like, I'm not going to, if a robot comes and says, hey, come with me, screw that. You know, I don't know if this is, what if it's a bad robot from a dystopic future? No way, dude.
What if it's a female Terminator in red leather?
I'm with her 100%. See? As long as she doesn't turn her neck, like, you know, and weird stuff like that. Hmm. But look, man, we're so, you know, you guys say these things, but you do understand that something can be, dude, you saw Little Red Riding Hood, you know, and read that when you were a kid, or the little cartoons. Something can be dressed up and, you know, and all of a sudden it's not good. You can't judge a book by its, what's the last part of that?
Binding.
By its binding, did you say?
Cover.
Price tag?
You can't judge a book by its you can't judge a book by its price tag.
I read ebooks.
I usually judge them by how thick they are.
The thicker they are,
the less likely I am to read them.
Well, that's a lot of letters.
You can't judge a book by its megabytes.
I think that's the new term, yeah.
You know, we've been manipulated. And
audible.com, get your free book.
Oh no, dude, they'll get you after a month, and they'll stick you with, you'll be stuck with it. No way, dude. Screw
man,
that.
I signed up for a 30-day free trial of Amazon Music, like the unlimited. We've had Amazon Music for years. I signed up for the unlimited. It said 30-day free trial, and they charged me like a week later.
Oh, bastard.
Like, what? I don't know. That was pointless. I'm sorry for interrupting your...
No, it's not pointless. We've been, you know, little do we know, but... And you're going to laugh at it and scoff at it, but we have... All of us, and I know you know it to a certain extent, but yet some people choose to ignore it. Other people choose to just, okay, whatever, and what are you going to do? And some people are in total denial. But we all here were born.
Yep. It's a true statement. With you so far?
We were all born, and from the beginning...
To run?
Ooh.
From the beginning... Through, oh yes, see, I knew you were going to scoff, but so look, man, since the moment you opened your eyes and you had consciousness, the things could go in any direction. When you're born, if you eliminate society, eliminate a human being, the possibilities can go in any direction as far as what you talk, as far as language, think, just a million options that, as an example. We were put in front of TV sets, and these TV sets had programs that were there to keep our attention, just like the internet is today, and to sell us on ideas, apart from ideas, products, that we now find that we love, some hate, some love, and that are now ingrained in our history, in our past. We are manipulated and programmed. And that's just a fact. Just every time you bring up a movie, every time we are stuck in a paradigm. We're stuck in a paradigm. We're trapped in a paradigm. What do you guys have to say about that?
Nothing. I got nothing to add to that.
Do you agree or do you disagree or do you see my point?
I kind of see your point, but at the same time, I have a hard time wrapping my head around the whole thing. Just it's a lot of variables there.
What I'm saying is that the moment we set out on this journey that we call consciousness, we were offered things in front of us along the way that our folks, you know, said, oh, well, everybody else is doing it. Not that it's bad or good or, you know, indifferent or this or that, but we were set on a path, you know, and all these media things like internet and now, but TV back then and all these things, they have molded us to believe in certain concepts of what might be cool and what might not be cool. Oh, it's cool to wear this or just as an example. And that is so on so many levels that we are basically living paradigms of the culture around us, which is an obvious given, but it limits us from breaking free. It limits us in many cases from doing things that are no longer in our reach because we've accepted a certain belief system, is what I'm trying to get at. Don't tell me you guys can't. You're telling me you can't wrap your head around that? Come on.
I didn't grow up in front of a TV.
Yeah.
There wasn't much on, and it was like a huge console TV, and your mother was like, get outside, and don't come back until lunch, and then get the hell back out, and don't come back till sundown.
Okay. All right. So you have no connection to Atari, Nintendo, the toys of the past, the music of the past.
Some of that. So you're saying we're all like, we're modern livestock because we're consumers. We're livestock consumers.
Yes, a system was created.
Yep.
There are people that are aware if you keep pumping at them Coca-Cola commercials, popular culture, things that are not, if you keep pumping people with certain concepts, laugh tracks, when somebody says a joke, it could be a political statement, it could be all these things, and you're watching it and you're none the wiser, you're susceptible, you know, your mind is like a sponge. And you're saying, oh, subconsciously, oh, people laugh at that joke, and okay, that's funny. A lot of the things that we know and accept have been given to us. I mean, I think it's such an obvious given. Yet
we're consumers. We're livestock consumers, keeping us fat and happy to buy more product.
Yeah.
Do you hate that, or do you not, are you indifferent to it?
Me?
Sure. Even anyone.
I don't buy all the crap, so.
Okay.
Eloy? I'm on the fringe.
I'm
so indifferent. You really just don't care.
I'm just aware of it. Sometimes I'm aware of it, and it's like a point where you think, oh, so I'm trapped in this paradigm. But then I realize there's nothing I can do about it. So I know there's nothing, you know, there's not much unless you're willing to be like a crazy lunatic, you know, living out away from society just to prove a point and this and that. But I'm aware of the program every now and again.
So do you ever have that aha moment where you see, like, say, just to focus on the advertising, you see an advertisement or something and you're like, man, I kind of like to have that. And then right after that, it clicks and you're like, man, it freaking got me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've had that a few times.
I try to be careful about what I watch like that because you see how I am. So I'm pretty mindful of it.
Well, Doc, you see it. Doc, you should be able to see it. Well, actually,
I see it from 10 miles away because I know how, you know, I know the product place. But I am aware of it. But at the same time, and as I get older, I try to be more like this. I do have to live on this planet in this time and to walk around and pretend or live my life like it's not this time. Is a ridiculous way to go about business. Be like, oh, you know what? I like the 80s, so I'm just going to pretend it's the 80s and I'm only going to follow the laws from the 80s and all this new crap sucks, so I'm just going to pretend it's okay to be, you know, a jerk.
So here's the thing. You see it, and you and Ryan can see it possibly. I'm sure you do. Maybe not the way that I described it, but you see the influence of things on your kids. I'm sure. I didn't teach him that, or where did he get that from, or, you know, just a bunch of thoughts that should spring out just watching your children. Does that ever happen where you're like, oh, well, where did he get that from, or something to that effect?
I always just attribute it to, you know, being around other kids, because that's how I was influenced as a kid.
And that
wasn't necessarily what was on TV or
my point
in comic books or whatever. It was, you know,
that's my point. My point. But it's all so Bales is going to Egypt, and that's like a little ecosystem. Our ecosystem is here in America, although America is such a huge place. I'm down here in Miami. Bales is over there in, somewhere in Boston, or is it Boston proper?
Boston South.
Boston South. Doc is in Pennsylvania. You're up there in cornfields where Brian Bales came from, just about. And we still have a glue, and it's through those cultural things. I know it's obvious and this and that, but just because I said TV doesn't mean TV is the only example. You do see it, right? Doc, you do see, like, your kid might come up with something and you're like, well, wait a second.
All the time. I agree with Ryan. Other kids is number one. And TV, not as much as it was. I find that now that you have the Netflix and things like that, you have less commercials being pushed in their face that way. Because I know the difference if I, like, when they're over at my parents' house, my parents still have, like, cable. So they'll throw on, like, Disney Channel or whatever, man. And some of those channels are just smacking them with the toy commercials.
Man, that's a really good point you bring up. Because I remember growing up always, not necessarily maybe myself, but just the culture around me, everybody wanted everything they saw. Like, any new toy that came out, everybody wanted it. But I can honestly say my kids don't ask me for stuff like that, really. They're not like, oh, we want this toy, we want this, we want that. I don't know, they just kind of do their own thing and they don't really. So maybe that's what you're talking about with the less commercials. Maybe it's kind of changed that.
But even so, you can't let it, you know, the concept is still valid. Because
sure, I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm just,
well, no,
because I want to speak on what Doc was saying.
Yeah, the bottom line to every show is buy my toys.
That is correct.
Yeah, that's the moral to every story.
Yes,
is buy the toy.
Yes.
Yeah,
and it could be that they have a very. So I'm not saying that this is a
porn
necessarily an insert.
Does porn do that?
Yeah, yeah. It's all based on that. But something
just a very specific subgenre, I'm assuming.
Well, some
buy my toy.
Well, some things are projects that they put out, not the porn, but like in general, and the end goal is that these are people that are dedicated to a particular subject or topic or endeavor or whatever, and they it's a fair thing that they make money in what they're doing so they could produce more and it's their job and this and that. So I'm not saying this is like a insidious, you know, some sort of, you know, I'm just saying that as a fact, we were fed all this information with particular goals. And because of it, you know, we've formed into what we have, but we've accepted a lot of things at face value through media.
So do you just assume then that the way you are now is a byproduct of everything that you consumed when you were younger or everything you were influenced by?
Yes. Yes. Of course. And my reaction.
You almost completely dismiss individuality.
No, well, you didn't let me.
Okay. There's a question.
So yes, what you said, but not, I'm also. So my reaction to those things that were fed and my discovery and your discovery as you go and your judgment upon things, it develops as you go. So there's influence. It's not like we're completely useless to say, I don't want to watch this or want to see that. But there are thoughts that are given to you, concepts, where in your mind you're like, most people believe A. And most people don't believe B. Therefore, A is the standard and B is not. And so that's popular and this is not that popular and it nudges the needle. There's a lot of dynamics involved, but it doesn't mean that you don't have control to decide this and that. But we have been programmed. We have been programmed. You have been programmed is my contention.
Okay, so?
No, that's it.
Oh, okay.
But are you programmed the way you choose to be programmed?
No.
Well, I agree that we programmed because a lot of what we all have in common is things that we saw on the TV.
Yeah.
You know, more or less.
So the function of mentioning it is to be aware or have a moment of saying, oh, we're aware. And by the way, though you may be aware of that and it may be obvious to you and I, a lot of people, it might not be obvious because they're off in their paradigm. And if they say, hear this, I'm not talking about our audience, I'm just, you know, whatever. There's people that believe the hype and never question it.
Don't believe the hype.
Yeah. I mean, be aware that oh, maybe this is, we were slightly programmed or, you know, totally, you know.
Going back to that, though, my kid wants everything he sees still.
Really?
Yeah. Not just toys to buy, though. Like, he wants to make stuff, too.
Yeah.
There's that. He lives a charmed life where, like, bicycles just fall out of the sky and you want to make something. Okay, yeah, sure, we'll make it. So he comes up with ridiculous stuff, but I think that's good. The one thing, that's how you can...
I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying my kids never ask for anything.
No, but...
It just doesn't seem like it's as rampant as it was when I was a kid.
No, I agree with that. But, yeah, he still wants a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, when you were a kid, when we were kids, they had a captive audience in a certain way because there was no internet. So now it's kind of a little bit better because...
I don't even think kids watch cartoons anymore. Not like we did. Like where you were devoted to a cartoon.
No, it's a lot more spread out now. It's a lot more specialized. What you're into is a lot different things. There was like three things back in the day. You were into this, or you were just a weirdo. It's like, no, I just go and I do this every day and I read and I don't know. I'd be like, okay, you don't check any of my boxes. That's the way I take it. But yeah, I don't know about new stuff. Sometimes I catch it, but my kids watch old stuff on like Netflix and on the computer TV there.
While we're on cartoons, you were a big fan of the animated Batman series, right?
Well, huge.
Did you see that they redid it for Blu-ray?
Yeah.
And it's, supposedly they cleaned up all the jitteriness and color corrected and everything's real crisp now.
I tried to watch it with my son 2 years ago when he was like knowing Batman and it was too early for him because it's very verbose. It's hard to watch with a kid.
Yeah.
And it's very dark, and I'm not talking like dark subject matter. It's just like lit dark. And if you're not used to that, it's hard to watch. It's like watching The Godfather. You have to close all the windows and all the doors. It has to be dark in the room.
Such a good series, though.
Was there a time when you guys were avid cartoon watchers and then you get to that age where it's less and less or it completely stops?
I still love cartoons.
You never stopped?
No.
So you watch them as you did as when you were a kid at that same fervor and intensity?
I will binge watch cartoons right now.
That's interesting.
I used to watch The Simpsons like it was going out of style. And I think when I got in the shop, when I finally got my own shop, I stopped watching TV as much. And that's just been progressively getting less and less. And I cut that out as I cut TV out for the most part. But like, I'd have no problem watching good cartoons that I like.
It's tough for me. I can watch South Park and just, you know, a little bit. But like, I can't really sit. I mean, it'd have to be like a throwback and me watching it, but I can't really do. I tried watching Voltron because they have that on Netflix, because, you know, and I couldn't do it, dude.
Have you tried Rick and Morty?
Rick and Morty, no.
Well, maybe you should.
Is it on Netflix?
Probably not.
It's on Hulu, I do believe, because I've watched it.
You can stream it for free, my good sir.
Okay, well, I'll try it. I'm open to trying Rick and Morty.
Yep.
What's it all about?
Oh, you'll see.
It's strange. I don't personally like it, but it's very strange. It's a different cartoon.
It's good. It's like part Ren and Stimpy, part Back to the Future. You might like it, Eli.
I'll check it out.
Or you might just freaking hate it.
Well, no, I don't necessarily hate cartoons. I like cartoons. It's just that I can't get it. There was a certain time, I think at age 15, that I started to really not watch it as much no more.
Yeah, because you had different goals.
It was also when the internet stopped becoming an appliance. Like when the internet was in your hand and the internet was no longer an appliance. It wasn't like you went to the computer, sat down, and were on the internet. Now I'm sitting down on the internet. So I think that kind of phased that out too for me. Because I'm thinking about it, and we used to watch cartoons. I used to watch, there'd be at least one back-to-back Simpsons episode in my day, if not the 5 o'clock and then the 11 o'clock.
Do you guys remember Aeon Flux?
On MTV? Yeah, that was weird.
That's a weird cartoon, yeah.
I liked it a lot, dude. That I did like.
So did you watch The Tick, too?
No, I never saw that.
I could deal with The Tick.
The Max.
Aeon Flux was weird. I did not like King of the Hill.
Was it The Max? Was that one that was on that time slot, too?
What is it?
The Max. It was like that big purple being beast.
Well, I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah, because they always ran cartoons in that time slot, or like an animation in that time slot.
What's it called?
The Max.
The Max.
I think with two X's, maybe.
I don't know. I don't think there's Saturday morning. Is there still Saturday morning cartoons and all that?
I don't know. I don't have cable.
How about Ben 10? Do you like that, Eloy?
Ben 10?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Gosh, Doc, I remember this.
Mm-hmm. It was actually pretty cool. I remember not understanding all of it, but I used to watch that.
Man, I forgot all about that.
Like I said, that's before the internet, so you just watched things that were on, even if you didn't understand it, because what else were you going to do?
What's this Ben 10?
What?
It's a great cartoon.
Is it like a porno cartoon?
No, it's a kid who finds like a like watch. A
porno cartoon.
He finds this device called the Omnitrix, and it has DNA in it, and it turns him into different aliens. It's awesome.
Oh, really? Well, then send me a link to all those things, dude. I don't mind freaking investigating and seeing.
I have illegal download links.
Oh, I can watch clips on YouTube and get an idea and then figure it out.
There you go.
There is a modern cartoon my kids watch that I really enjoy called The Regular Show. I don't know if you guys have ever seen that.
No.
It's pretty good. It's a kid from like me and Doc's era that made it. Like it's not a kid, a guy. And it's got a lot of throwbacks to like late 80s, early 90s
pop
culture stuff.
Do your kids even go to the TV to watch TV?
Yeah. We have like a Fire Stick and stuff.
Yep. Same setup.
Yep.
But do they watch like the regular channels?
No, we don't have any. I have a couple of local channels to watch football on football season. That's about it.
But I have basic cable. They like the shows that are on the PBS. That's pretty much what they watch of TV once those shows are over.
There's nothing on TV anymore.
Yeah.
It's just awful.
Did they watch like stuff like we did, Sesame Street and such?
Yeah, this is the PBS shows that I was talking about.
My kids don't anymore. They're older, but yeah, they watched like all the kiddie shows that were on, like for young kid, toddler, toddler on up age.
Sesame Streets and such.
Yeah.
I don't know what the big deal was with Reading Rainbow. Remember that one?
Butterfly in the Sky.
Yeah, you didn't have to take his word for it.
Yeah.
And he was on Star Trek.
I think he started that back up again as a podcast.
Really?
Yes.
I think somebody should reboot Bob Ross's thing as a podcast.
The Joy of Painting?
Mm-hmm. Just a podcast, though. No visual. Just explain the paintings.
Happy little clouds over here. That's okay. There's snow? Snow? No accidents. There's no mistakes. Just happy accidents. I need that voice in my head pumping me up. It's all right. You dropped your screwdriver. You can go get it. It's all right. Instead of me just swearing, I can't believe you're so stupid. Drop your stuff. Go out and get back up the ladder.
Africa also has the Ebola virus. You got to be careful.
I'll be fine. Oh, it's called LeVar Burton Reads.
Do you have to get special immunizations before you go over there?
They haven't said anything yet.
Really? A guy I work with went down to Haiti to help rebuild stuff about 3 months ago, and he had to get a whole crap ton of shots before he went down there.
Like what?
Oh my gosh, I don't even. He didn't like list them off, but tetanus. It was. He had to get his tetanus. He had to get something that starts with an M. I remember that, but there was like maybe stick. What?
Meningitis.
Was it some dude just pulling one over on him to get anal? No, you need these shots, boy.
No, dude. It's you're going to places where deep, dark... I mean, there's...
Got his Peter Sillon shot.
I suggest you just rethink the whole thing and maybe go somewhere like, I don't know, freaking... You could do it.
Sweetwater?
Sweetwater? Hey, look, we've got... We don't have hotels.
You're not very good at selling the whole Sweetwater tourist attraction thing.
Yeah.
You're not going to get freaking whatever disease.
I don't know. The way you've described it a few times, it sounds like an awful place.
I can go visit my parents if I want to go to Publix there, kid.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, do something in the areas of, you know, in sort of the localized continental.
So if you were to give a guided tour like what Bales is going on, but for your city of Sweetwater, how would that go down?
I was about to throw in the F-bomb again. I would take them to...
I'm already sold.
Money well spent.
I'd take them to the bridge that's iconic that used to be on our Great Seal that these idiots change into... Two kids walking with a book in their hand. I'd take them to the Dolphin Mall, which is a huge, huge mall. It's got all sorts of stuff.
Just for dolphins?
Is it ran by dolphins?
It's underwater.
They can have their pick of different foods. You can have Nicaraguan food, Cuban food. We have Indian food. We've got all your burger joints and taco.
But Bell. Do you have Egyptian food?
We have Indian food.
I didn't ask if you had Indian food. I said, do you have Egyptian food?
Yeah, how do you eat like an Egyptian?
Let's get the Bengals on the line and find out.
Well, we could have a... Wait. We could have the Bengals at Dangles.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. A little bit of cross-promotion. Add that to the list.
I'm probably going to Tennessee next month, Eloy. You want to meet up?
Dude, you know how far Tennessee is from Miami?
Tennessee, if you're gonna go to Tennessee, you don't wear any rock and roll t-shirts. Yeah. Don't look anybody in the eye.
You gotta wear only country t-shirts.
Make sure you have the
neutral color.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Can only mention Chevy.
Yeah, don't mention Ford.
Okay, we'll see. You know what? Speak freely in the streets of Cairo.
Speak freely in the streets of Cairo. What a ridiculous statement. Speak freely in a threatening manner. The guy that's not was going out of his way to never leave Sweetwater. Speak freely in the streets of Cairo. Ominously see what happens. You sound like the old lady that curses you at the beginning of a movie.
You'll see.
You'll see. You sound like my grandmother who everything was going to break my head open.
Man, you know what? The person that's giving you, telling you to be cautious, is actually looking.
A hermit
is looking out for you. He's looking out for you. He's saying, "Bales, you do the rock and roll drumming. You got the rock and roll shirt. You're wearing earrings. You got nipple piercings. You do the leather and chains."
He sounds just like a pharaoh. He's all adorned in shiny metal.
I'm just saying that all these things put together, it's like a big neon sign saying, I'm from America and I like my rock and roll. Hang me from a camel.
Hang me?
That's all I'm trying to say.
Speak freely on the streets of Cairo. I'm going to write that down.
That's the quote of the...
Speak... Really?
No. I'm just okay. Look, you want see since you guys are giving so much pushback.
That sounds like an album by The Clash. Speak freely on the streets of Cairo.
Oh, by the way, Paul McCartney is coming out with a new album, and
why?
he's awesome. Well, you may you know what, dude? I don't care, honestly, what you think. Millions upon millions of Paul McCartney fans think differently. Okay? And whatever.
And whatever.
You know.
Tell Eloy's under the weather. He's not putting up much of a fight about a beat.
Yeah. Oh, okay then.
All right. So anyway, Paul McCartney's coming out with an album.
Yeah, it's called Something Station. I forget what the something part is, but it's got that sort of Middle Eastern. Suck Station? No, not Suck Station. Did you like my burn earlier when you said, so Eloy, what man or woman, blah, 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 and I hit you with that burn? That was such a deliciously perfect burn, you know? Even you had to admit it. It was great.
Burn.
Something Station.
Must be a really memorable title.
Well, I'm
all right. So, is there any point to that, or you just get a rock on your porch there? And...
The point is that it's got a Middle Eastern slash maybe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hmm. That album theme, like the album, it's got that sort of look, the cover of the album, and so maybe it's a sign, you know. I don't know, Bales. I don't want you to go, dude, because what if you go, you disappear, then we have to put the show on hold.
No. Before he leaves, he has to put in for his replacement if and in the event he can't come back.
Yeah. No, dude, we don't do the show.
Okay, well, then Bales, write two names down, one to replace you or one to replace Eloy. who's going to rely on principle.
You're willing to go on without frickin' Bales?
I would want you to go on without me.
Listen, it, honestly, after the Rick Wilkie thing, now we've got this thing going. If one of you were to drop out, it's like, what are we doing here? You know, no. We need it to be the way it is. So if Bales disappears, it'll be.
I'm just saying we have one of our previous guests, and we just tell them to be a little bit meaner.
We have enough previous guests to replace all of us.
Yeah, the people that are, I was thinking that the other day we were in the chat. Look,
we could have Scratch too.
We were in the chat the other day.
Scratcher.
Yeah, we were in the chat with those people, and they were talking, and I was like, you know what? I think if the four of these people got together and made a podcast, it would be 1,000 times more interesting than anything we've done.
Listen, man, I mean, my take on it is just my take, but I say any one of us drops, Scratched is in the grave, buried. What we got, and we built a restaurant. We've done, like, forest secluded, you know, cult-like stuff. We've done all these wonderful things, talked about... And one of us, so if Bales disappears, doesn't come back, I say we bury the show.
I say we get a new drummer and put him in Bales makeup and we keep going, man.
Yep.
The party's got to keep going.
Yep. And we fire Eloy tomorrow.
The show must go on then, I guess.
And then cut to 4 years from now, we're playing country fairs as the Barry Band.
Yep. That's how I feel about it.
Formerly Dingle and the Berries. The Berry Boys.
And now, is that with just one member left?
That'd just be me and Ryan at that point, the Berry Boys. and some kid that looks like Bales.
Your son. You could do that. You could do that.
It's Doc's kid.
Oh, yeah. One of my kids and one of Ryan's kids.
Yeah.
I'm totally. See, now that, if you did that, kind of like when Led Zeppelin put in. Bonzo's, yeah. So that'd be cool, but it will never be the heights of fame and fortune that we saw throughout episodes 201 and now. We'll never reach those same heights again.
In these 20 episodes.
In the future, right.
Yeah, see, no. Just like I said, make sure you have your replacement picked out.
Well, I'm not, you know, I'm just saying if Bales goes... to this strange place that's not, you know, too fond of earrings and nipple things and whips and all that and rock and roll, and he disappears.
Maybe they are fond of it. Maybe they're very receptive to it.
Maybe that's why they're not going to let him go back.
If Bales happens, if we get a little letter in the mail, though, and we see one nipple ring in the envelope and with a letter attached, and it says...
Here's a ransom letter for Bales.
Yeah, it says, if you want the person attached to this piece of nipple and ring, because they yanked it, so there's a piece of nipple and a ring, then you must come up with $1 million and meet us at a secret location. And so
not worth it. Just let me go.
I was going to say, I'm sure we could get a grand in a GoFundMe situation, but I doubt we could raise a mill. So
Yeah, no.
Well, we can write back to them and say, look, a mill is too much. How about $1,200?
$1,200 and a crusty milk jug.
That's still too rich.
I was just not interested.
And they say not interested?
Keep him.
Yeah, that's what I would say. Not interested.
Just kill him. Kill him.
You got to walk away like a car dealership. You just got to be cold and be like, all right, you know what? I'm not interested in this deal anymore. And then maybe they call you back and be like, well, maybe we don't kill him.
What if it's Bales writing the letter and he's actually drinking like plushies on some rooftop in Cairo?
I'm telling you right now, do not pay any money. Just let me go.
We can't do that, Bales. We have to figure this out.
We're sending in a search party for Iowa Bales.
Bring slushies.
All right. If everything fails in that case, then Scratch has to cease. I will not proceed without all the members.
All right. Hold on. If you had to replace yourself with a celebrity, who would it be on this podcast?
Celebrity?
A celebrity? Johnny Depp.
What?
He sucks at guitar, but he could be a great podcaster.
He's a little crazy.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to just go with you then on this one, and I'm just going to pick Gary Busey then.
Yes. He's just whacked out of his head.
Is this alive or dead?
Sure.
Then Hunter Thompson for me.
Oh, holy crap.
You can't
the
have
man
all
and the man that played him.
Why not? That's an awful cop-out, but...
You got to have a balance. You got to have some balance.
Oh, all right, hold on then. Has to be somebody that's quick.
You can't have Briggs without Murtaugh.
Has to be somebody that has to be straight man. It has to be somebody quick on their feet.
Damon Wayans? George Carlin?
Ooh.
George Carlin's good.
Mozart?
I don't know. These questions are hard.
The guy that played Murdoch on the A-Team?
Mr. T?
No, Murdoch.
Yeah, but could we have Mr. T? That made me think Mr. T.
But he's not
what was the name of that guy? Huh. Yeah, I don't know.
Mine would be R2-D2.
Oh.
Beep, boop, beep, boop, boop. Meow. I like it.
Yeah.
Why not?
Could you imagine the crap show that would be Gary Busey and Johnny Depp just yakking at each other?
There is a great documentary. They're talking about Hunter Thompson after he died. And this guy is trying to get an interview from Gary Busey. Just some producer. It's probably a producer and a cameraman. And he just like setting him up. He's asking him the questions. And all Busey's supposed to do is just answer, looking right at the camera. That's what everyone else is doing. And Busey, he just abuses this guy for like 20 minutes, telling him how he's like reshooting the whole thing. How it is. Just like, I'm going to show you how this is supposed to go. You walk into the shot, and then it's like, just awful, hacky overacting. It's hilarious. It actually, for a good portion of the documentary, steals the show. It's like this would stand on its own. You would never even know it's hilarious.
All right, so the future Scratch lined up is R2-D2.
A TBD for me.
Johnny Depp, Gary Busey, and who?
I said mine's still to be determined.
Ah.
God damn it, Doc.
Okay, I don't know many celebrities, man.
But you like maybe Keanu Reeves?
Keanu would be good.
He's kind of like you.
Is he?
You need someone wicked laid back.
Yeah.
Like you.
Trying to think of who would.
Yeah, I guess like, cool, dude.
Yeah.
That's... Lebowski?
Yeah. Jeff Bridges as the dude. I'm like the dude, man. No, yeah, that'd be good.
I guess we could podcast and stuff.
We could have podcasts. All right. Tommy Chong.
Hey.
Oh, jeez.
That would be good with Busey.
That would be, man, opposite ends of the spectrum there, wouldn't it?
I'd listen to that podcast.
I think I would, too.
Hell yeah.
No, I wouldn't.
I'm going to keep thinking about my answer.
God damn it, Doc.
Well, we need a bookend, Doc. Just hit us with a name.
I did. I'm going to go with Chong.
All right.
So if Bales, for some reason, disappears into those, and don't go into a pyramid alone. I'm pretty sure
they won't let him go into a pyramid alone.
But I'll try.
Be careful. Be careful of those little cafes. Okay. Go to Cairo. Just don't leave the hotel. Stay by the pool.
I'm going, baby. Too late.
You know what you should do? You should speak freely on the streets of Cairo.